Krishna gives चिंतवगीता भक्ति आनंद गाबो योद्धा गोपाल पार्थ भक्त सुधीर भक्ता युद्ध गीता टीचिंग्स ऑफ श्रीमद भगवद गीता इट इज लाइक नेक्टर एंड मोर देन नेक्टर दैट इज इट्स कम आउट फ्रॉम द लोटस माउथ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही टीच अस एंड कृष्णा फर्स्ट गिवन अस दैट नॉलेज that we are not this body, we are not mind, we are not senses. Actually, we are Atma, no jayate, mriyate bar badaji, naim bhukta bhavita barna huyo, ajo nitya shashvata, ayam purano mahandate hundamane shavi. Bhakansi jirnani jathapihaya, navani girunhati namo parani, तथा शरीरानि विहाय जीवनानि संज्ञानि नवानि देहि एनी हाउ वी आर द सन ऑफ नेचर वी आर नॉट मेटीरियल थिंग एक्चुअली आवर पोटेंशियल द आत्मा इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल And Atman has some quality. It is Chetan, it is called Chetan. And Chetan has some property. Three properties we can see immediately. That willing, feeling and thinking. Then, Krishna giving that knowledge to us. We are Atma, but we are covered by illusion. Here, we are getting reaction of our action, karma, but we want liberation from this situation, and only liberation cannot give happiness to us. That is, liberated soul always needs something to do, and what he can do, only he can do. He can do satisfy to his Lord. This is his religion. It's called religion of the jiva soul, and that knowledge Krishna gives to Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And Gita is very common book. Actually, it is not book, it is nectar coming from Lord Krishna. And you all heard the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why? That is all the good qualities as Aishwarya, Virya, Gyan, But in this marriage, Aishwarya means wealth, Virtue means power, Gyan means knowledge, Josh means faith, Asya means beauty, charm, and renunciation, detachment, and love, extremely existing within Krishna. Then Krishna has got that position shown in this mandate that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami, he also mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Yavinasamrita Mukti, all kind varieties of rasa, the ecstasy, he is the reservoir and ocean of that, lost. And we can see Upanishad and Vedanta, they are also that same thing. Rasu we saw, Rasam Yevayan Labdhanandi Bhavati. In Gayatri Mantra, there also we can see he is a form of Krishna. They are not mentioned in Gayatri Mantra. When Devasya, this word coming, easily we can understand that he is a person and supreme personality. Devasya Dhimahi. This word very specially mentioning that Krishna, he is reservoir of all rasa and all the good quality, everything existing within him. And like sun, his position, and all the yugasos, they are the part of the sun like ray. And Kironakon, it's mentioned in the scriptures. The natural flow of the jiva souls, they want to go to that service world where actively all the associates serving Krishna, and we can participate there with our full, maybe tiny, but full energy and full mood of devotion. If our whole account will merge to government account, then we have no responsibility, and we not only get responsibility for our action. Some policemen, if run behind the robber and can shoot, or his misfire make a guy one innocent. But government will take all responsibility for that, and government will give compensation for that. And our account is will match to Krishna's account, Lord's account. Then we have no difficulty for our activity. Not will come difficulty. And this is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You know that famous shloka, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Krishna said to Arjuna, I told so many things to you, but this is my final opinion and direction to you. You leave everything. Manmana bhava man bhaktu bhava man jaji bhava maam namaskuru, everything Krishna told Jiva. And finally he told the sarva dharman paritarcha maam ekam saranam bhuja aham tvam sarva pape bhavu kaishyami maam. Everybody knows this is the final sloka and super sloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But here, if we try to realize the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will be stunned to see the Mahaprabhu summarily rejected this sloka. And that was my question to my Guru Maharaj. The Prabhu kahe, iho bacho aage kaha. When Ramananda Rai told the Sarvadharma is the supreme. And Mahaprabhu said, yes, it is supreme for us. Outlooking it is supreme, but it is not supreme. Internally it is not supreme. You deep dive into the reality. Then I was surprised, I asked Guru Maharaj, why? Mahaprabhu said, Eho Pancha, it is external matter. And Guru Maharaj said, dear Krishna said, the Sarva Dharman Pritsajya, you live. Varieties are very genuine, you can live. And Mahaprabhu said, Sarvadharman Pritsajya, I am the Supreme Personality, takes a step to me. And if for that, anything bad, yes, it will come to you, that I shall say. You not will be responsible for that. But this is very good. The wild vulture, and Guru Maharaj said, they are knowing, give them. Liberation comes from this illusory environment, all responsibility comes. But without responsibility, which way? Give us all. We live. That is, he has activity. He has will. He has personal thinking. Why liberate the soul not to get that engagement? And that engagement is service to the soul. There is no service indication. Further Ramana Maharaj said, Mahaprabhu said, it is good, but it's also external. By internally, deep dive into reality. Then Ramana Maharaj said, Gyani prayasam dvashnavanta eva jivantusan ukritam bhagavadiya vaktam sthanisthita sumigavaya kalvan manobhivya prayasam jita jita pal sita istriyakam. This sloka came from a Bhagavad. And Ramananda Maharaj said, Gyan sunna bhakti sadhya sasa. Gyani prayasam dvashnavanta eva jivantusan. Everything you can live, but if you do not will get any engagement, so what do you do? You are not a dog, you are a children. You have some willing thing to teach you. And why is your engagement? And that engagement is Sam Sangya Krishna Nam Aimantra Sharma. Samsara jivitya asana vastuna. Necessary to get with the association, and with that association you serve your Lord. And that service, eternal service, and through that service you will test the next nature of Krishna frame, and also you will satisfy your master. And that extremely we can see in Bhujalila. There everybody very much engaged for the service to Krishna, and everybody trying to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is their friend, Krishna is their lover, Krishna is their son, Krishna is their master, and that way the five kind of relationships. What is mukha rasa? It is called mukha rasa. That five kind of relationships, they are continuing through their service with their Lord. They are not thinking Krishna is our master or anything, but through their affection, that affection first devoted themselves, then affection comes. And activity, through their activity, they are trying to satisfy their Lordship. And Krishna is happy with them. Sometimes they are dealing with Krishna in the production. And they are playing with Krishna. Sometimes they defeated Krishna. And they are giving some punishment to the Krishnas. And this containing some other Bolivaro and going. Yes, taking the soldiers and going to destination, that is punishment. If you defeat, if you are defeated, you will get this punishment. And Sridham was very strong when Krishna defeated by Balaram. Then someone will take Balaram, and Krishna is small and Balaram is very big. Then Sridham taking Krishna, Balaram, and going to some destination. And Balaram is very heavy. Then Sridham thinking, tomorrow I shall go inside of Balaram. That is their concept. And this way they are playing with Krishna, the servant of Krishna, Rakta, Chitta, Patra, etc. They are serving Krishna very happily. The girlfriend Krishna, they are always trying to serve Krishna, married away, even Rasa Leela, they are going on. The fruits and trees and cows, the Jamuna, everything, they are trying to satisfy Krishna. And they are living with service. And that service is transcendental service in the transcendental world. That is Goloka Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu indicated that we will satisfy our Lord, but not as as a particular dog. Actually, very close relationship can hold on to my Lord. Mother Yasomati sometimes is willing Krishna. She do not think that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is my son. That way, Vatsamirasa expression, we can see the first times of Krishna with Mother Yasomati, Mother Rohini. They are satisfying Krishna always. But this way, Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sukha Rasa, Bhaktavya Rasa, Bhaktavya Rasa. And even the Radharani, she is the supreme servitor of Krishna, and with her associate, and all the world friends, they are trying to satisfy Krishna. That way, Vrijavila, they are continuing endless. We are now abode of Krishna. And that Krishna when appears to give that supreme knowledge to us, how much we are benefited, we cannot think if we can follow that. The Krishna is so merciful. Padvatma mudhutiya anubha bhujaiya charane karena anuja. We are blind, we cannot see the beauty of Krishna, Loka and Krishna. But Krishna is so merciful. He appears in the world, he is in this manner to walk with his all associates and shown his pastimes and attracted the jiva souls to his pastimes and giving good management. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there are all the knowledge Krishna gave in us. If we can realize it with some expert, then everything we will understand. Samastha, all the Upanishads, Ved, Vedanta, Puranas, Mahabharata were given as the transcendent of knowledge to us. That's a very simple way and gist given Krishna through Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That all knowledge is there. All transcendental, connectable source is existing within the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Only if we attentively, with full faith, try to read the Bhagavad Gita under guidance of an expert, we will get everything. Not necessary to get anything. And that Srimad Bhagavad Gita given us supremely the prema bhakti. That is machitta madgata prana bodhayam parasparam kathayam kastamam yuktam tushanti cha ramam. Yes, everything. Even that wealth of Vrajavila existing within this sloka. Our Guru Maharaj has given some explanation at the Sloki also. And through that we will understand it. Also Prabhupada is the Siddhanta Sani. He translated Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. This way. Your heart is inside that. I am telling exactly. And if we read it, Prabhupada is not giving that type of explanation, but giving Guru Maharaj. But clear explanation in Prabhupada's Gita also we can see. But Prabhupada is giving more than that, and Prabhupada accepted it. Like they are discussing in our mosque, now the Chaitanya Sarasambha, there we have seen, Prabhupada said, no other meaning will come except that. Yes, Prabhupada said it, and you are there. You what Siddhar Maharaj has given? That is the extreme explanation. And we must follow it. Machitta, Maghata, Prana, if our everything property, what we have, if we will offer to the Lord more than that, what we can do? And that can give us full satisfaction and satisfaction to our Lord. It is Udhukula Madhasagam. When my Lord is satisfied, then I must be satisfied. And it is thousand times more sometimes is come satisfaction for the devotees. We have seen also in this material world someone cooking so nicely, and when feeding someone, dear person, and if he is satisfied who cook, he will feel more satisfaction than you. This is very natural. That if with my service Krishna is satisfied, then I must get double satisfaction too. And this way coming happiness. Here is no happiness. That is, and why? That we must leave this world anyway. Cannot exist forever. But In the transcendental abode, there is no death question. Always continue the service. For our Lordship, and it is like ocean, everywhere floating, and everywhere giving good health. In Brahma Sangita, there is Brahma's talk, Chintamani, Sammasu, Kalpa, Briksa, Lakshat, Viteshu, Surabhiya, Hipalayantam, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhava Sekvamanu Govinda Mahalikushan Dama Hanu Pajam Yagun of Govinda like this Chintavani Prakara Sarva Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshat Vitesh Surabhira Hipalayantam. All is transcendental and very exalted and giving much affectionate, loveful ecstasy to everyone. Chintamani Prakara Sarva Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshat Vitesh Surabhiya Hipalayantam. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhava Sekvamanu. Always, everybody trying to satisfy their Lordship and getting good nourishment return for that. And Sri Akkanta Kanta in Brahma Sangita, this book also last chapter. Sri Akkanta Kanta Parama Purusha. All the women like the people. Kanta Parama Purusha. They are enjoying Krishna's nectar. Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarupa. All the bricks of trees are like Kalpa Tarupa. What do you want? Immediately you will get from that. If you want one apple to banana tree will give you apple. That is transcendental, it is capable. And Kalpa Tarupa. Anything you love, they will give it. Juma Bhumi Chintamani. And anything you will ask from the heart, you will get immediately from the heart. Juma Bhumi Chintamani Mani Kanamani Soya Mangatam. There is water like nectar, Katha Dhanu, then stocking like singing. Kathaganam Natam Gamanamati, walking like dancing. Bhangshi Priyasati, their communication coming through the sound of fruit of Krishna. Chidanandam, Chidananda Jyoti. And their light coming from the Chinmay, Ananda Mind. Sky from that effulgence and light coming. And this way explained in Sri Brahma Sangita. Sajatra, Tirabhi, Sravati Surabhi, Vashta Sumahan, and Nisha Dhakkova, Vajasinahija, Tab Samaya. This way many things explained. Explanation given in Brahma Sangita. And all the knowledge existing in Brahma Sangita, but that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to preach in South India, there he and from there he got that book, one chapter, fifth chapter of Brahma Sangita, he bought and given to the devotee and told. But I want to say, I am preaching that and also Krishna Karnamrita, but the life goal of the Jiva soul. It's written by Dilamangal Thakur And that book also Mahaprabhu given to him. And all this knowledge, if you forbid it to the Bhagavad Gita, and when that book existed within Srimad Bhagavat, concentrated way, everything existing within Srimad Bhagavat, and for that Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mahalam, I shall be more satisfied. Arādhanānanda Vedānta, Vishnur Arādhanānanda, Tasmāt Paradaram Devi Tavīyānānanda Samātta. And then Durga asking Lord Shiva, who is what form? And let Shiva say, Lord Vishnu is supreme, and he what is the supreme Arādhana. And Devi Parvati thinking, I am not worshipping Vishnu, but I am worshipping Lord Shiva. And he is my master. And she is thinking, it is satisfactory or not. I am calling my master Lord Shiva. And seeing her face, Lord Shiva smiling and going, Smart for the Rundevi, the Vyaranta, who is the servitor of Vishnu, who is the devotee of Vishnu. If anyone will serve him, he or she will get super benefit and can make happy to love him. That's Parvati was very happy. And this thing, I am serving my Lord Shiva, but Shiva always chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Panchamukhi Ram Nam Ram Tripuraj. He is always meditating someone and he is Vishnu. Then he is supreme devotee of Vishnu. And I am serving him. I am Sarvapa. Devanam Chuku Jatha, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sundhu, Puranaanam Jatha, Nisruka, Sundhuvar Bhagavad. It is the last chapter, going to the Sundhuvar Bhagavad. Himnagaranam Jatha Ganga, all the rivers, what typical river is Ganga? Devanam of Chukodaka. All the gods, of all gods, Supreme Lord is God Chukra, Vaishnavana and Sathasambhu. All the worshippers of Vishnu, Supreme is Lord Chukra. And all the planets of Supreme is the Srimad Bhagavatam. This way explains the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, Lord Shiva chanting the holy name. And chanting this process not only in the Vedic scriptures, it is all religion we are seeing that. Within Christianity, within Mohammedanism, within Buddhism, everywhere we are seeing they are chanting something. They are not saying, must be there. Somebody, many Christ or Jesus or anything, they are chanting the holy name. And they know this, that it will be a good result to us. And our scriptures mention it. We are doing many jhar, yoga, I sacrifice. Many people are doing puja, archana, everything, but after anything that sometimes we are spelling this mantra, yoga pronouncing this mantra, jod ashanal kriya karma, janata bhakta janata, unam bhavita sarvam, Sri Hari Nama Kirtana. What I have done is yoga, or fire sacrifice, or other anything, it may be fought there, but it will be fulfilled. Successful. If I shall chant the holy name of our Lord, then we are chanting. Finally, after finishing the yoga, we are chanting the name of our Lord. This way we are chanting the holy name of our Lord. And this is my prayer to you all. You have given the opportunity to me to explain something about the consciousness. What I have knowledge, I try to explain to that in front of you all. But it is my prayer, you can believe me, you can keep faith with the holy name and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and be happy. Sarva Swastha Sukhasthu Bhavantu Swaminarayana Ki Jai.